Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Ace. Welcome again to the Trep Life with Ace podcast. This is episode number 9. I'm joined this today is actually game 3 of the Toronto Golden State basketball finals, NBA finals. If you guys keep up with that, it's quite an interesting competition going on. And the funny thing about, you know, watching sports and things, you know, sometimes people talk about how, you know, you shouldn't have time to, if you're an entrepreneur, you shouldn't waste time watching sports. It's taking time away from you and actually being able to build your business. And sometimes I feel, you know, there's a time and a place for that. Of course, time management is important. But to be able to step back a little bit, enjoy yourself, kind of take your mind off of some of the things that you've been doing. Of course, as entrepreneurs, man, we run wild all day, every day. There's no set schedule. There's not a 9-to-5 where you come in and you just, you know, do what you have to do for your business and then you step away and then you come back to it the next day. It's typically anytime, any day, whenever you need to get something done, you go and get it done, whether it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning. But I do believe that that you must take some time to yourself. You must be able to take a breather, so to speak. And you know, one of those ways that we enjoy doing that is watching competition. We're competitive by nature as far as being entrepreneurs. We're competing with our past successes. We're competing with competitors, and watching competition is something that we thrive on. And sometimes, you know, you may find some inspiration in watching a sports game or whatever it is that you do to, you know, kind of to ease your mind a little bit, enjoy, have a little bit of entertainment. Whether you play video games, I play video games. I use that as an opportunity to get to, you know, deal with some of my friends. Actually, you know, I have a lot of friends that live out of state. You know, we all, you know, get together and we play a video game together. We, you know, be able to communicate with each other that way. So, you know, I believe that you must find a way to kind of let your hair down a little bit. So as I watch the game, I'm actually working on a new project right now. And I'm working on my laptop and I'm watching a game with my son at the same time. You know, it's one of the things that we enjoy doing together. So, you know, take some time to yourself. Don't feel guilty for watching the game. Don't feel guilty for taking some time away from your business to kind of, you know, let loose a little bit and enjoy yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't believe so. You know, at times, of course, you cannot always have the luxury of being able to take time off from your business. Sometimes your business and the needs of your business are more important, and you have to be able to prioritize, you know, how you do those things. But it's something that those of us who have been around in business for a long time, if you've been in network marketing, you hear some of your leaders talk this way. If you listen to motivational speakers, whether it's on YouTube or you have audiobooks or whatever, sometimes they mention things like that, and it may be, you know, discouraging sometimes to hear that coming from people that you look up to, especially if you're guilty of such, right? And I used to feel that kind of way, right? I'm guilty of, you know, when I used to watch football, and I watch football on a Sunday. Of course, watching NFL football on a Sunday will take you all the way from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 9, 10 o'clock that night. If you're not careful, you end up spending your whole day watching all the different games that come on network television. And you know, you might not engage in any of your business. And that may be on a Sunday. And some people say Sunday is rest day. But we all know as entrepreneurs, ain't no rest day, y'all. Ain't no rest day. You know, some people take Sundays off for religious purposes, for spiritual purposes. And that's all good and fine. But I guarantee if something comes up and your business needs attention, you're going to get to it on that Sunday. So, you know, don't go too overboard with the relaxing and the leisure time. But I do believe that you have to, you know, take some time off. So I kind of want to hit that point because actually I'm in the middle of watching the game. Right. So I think that was, you know, off the top of my head, because I really don't have a set format as to what it is that I talk about. It's a podcast, you know, for God's sakes. If you guys listen to podcasts, some of them are well formatted. They're well, you know, put together. But in fact, actually, some of the most popular podcasts are podcasts that are just off the top of the head. You know, with things just kind of flow a little bit, you know. So I did kind of want to hit that point, right? So, you know, take some time to yourself, enjoy yourself, you know, take a little bit of time to, you know, to let your hair down, breathe a little bit, and get back to it. As soon as I'm finished watching the game, I'll probably get right back on doing what I need to do. And I probably won't get off the computer till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it is what it is. I'm building a brand new project, a brand new a website. And you know, that's just part of the game that we play, right? So definitely, I think that's something that you should take into consideration as an entrepreneur. So I'm just going to take a brief break and we'll be right back. All right, y'all. So we're back, man. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about on this episode today was a conversation that I was having with a good friend of mine. He was listening to the podcast and he said, "You know, Ace, online business is not just e-commerce. You know, there's so many other avenues that entrepreneurs can take to capitalize and profit off of online businesses." And I said, "You know, you're right. I absolutely agree. However, e-commerce has been one of my primary avenues to build wealth online and to be profitable as a business owner online." And he said, "Well, you know, that works for you, but that may not work for everyone else." So I completely agree with him. So we're going to spend a little bit of time today just talking about some of the other ways that people are able to make money online outside of e-commerce. So let's define e-commerce. E-commerce, electronic commerce, commerce that happens over an electronic interface, your computer and the internet, or your mobile phone and the internet, or iPad, iPod, whatever, and the internet, right? So it's all happening electronically. And that encompasses any kind of commerce, right? But for those of us who are entrepreneurs who have been in the game and been in the business, we really set e-commerce aside when we're discussing, particularly being able to sell a product on a website. So if you go to Walmart.com and you buy a product and have that product delivered to you, or you go pick it up, that's e-commerce. You're buying a product from Amazon, that's e-commerce. A product that you're buying and it gets delivered to your home or your business or whatever you're getting it delivered to, that's what e-commerce mainly means to us as entrepreneurs. So you may ask, so what other ways or what other business models are there for me to make money online? One of the most, let's say maybe successful and popular ways of making business online is affiliate marketing. So affiliate marketing is where you are not the provider of the product or the service. However, you are the conduit to that product or service being sold to a customer. So somebody else provides a product or a service, and they pay you a commission for generating a customer for that product or service. And that happens in many different ways. For instance, there's a CPA. CPA, cost per acquisition, is simply where if you acquire a lead for a business, that business will pay you for acquiring that lead on their behalf. And it can range anywhere from $1 to $5 per lead to $10, $15, $20 per lead. There's also affiliate marketing that involves actual products being sold versus just generating a lead for that business. And those obviously pay probably a higher commission if the cost of the product or the service is higher, right? So the product or the service might cost $50 to this customer, and you might actually get $40, or you know, anywhere from $20 to $40 on a commission. And so CPA offers and affiliate offers are really, really popular because they span a great, great variety of demographics, niches, categories, and you can find ways to profit off of offering somebody else's product. And it works really well for those of us who are really good at internet marketing. So if you're really good at internet marketing, if that then that can mean you're good at doing Facebook marketing or Instagram marketing or Twitter or YouTube or Google advertising, Bing advertising. If you have been in business for a while and you've been able to generate a customer list for a particular sector or for a particular niche, and you can go out there and market to your list on behalf of other businesses and get paid commissions for doing so. So affiliate marketing is really beneficial to those of us who are really good at online digital marketing. That way we can find the products that suit how, you know, what we prefer to market, and really can be based just on, you know, how much money we stand to make for promoting that particular product. And so some of the well-known affiliate marketing networks are ClickBank. ClickBank is really high up there. They have a lot of different offers, a lot of ways to make money with ClickBank. There's also Max Bounty. There's also JVZoo. There's several others. Some of the names are just aren't coming to me off the top of my head right now. But there are several other companies, and you can just go Google it. Just look up affiliate networks, pretty much, and you'll find a number of them. And of course, you have to be cautious as to what you want to make sure that whoever you choose to start engaging in business with is reputable. They pay you on time. They pay you on a set schedule. There are not a lot of hoops and rings to jump through in order to become an affiliate, but also provide products and services that are really needed and beneficial to the end user or the customer that you're going to be marketing those products to. Because you don't want to go out there and just generate leads for a crappy product, and you're capturing people's emails and you're building yourself an email list off of this particular product or this particular niche that you're engaged in, but the product that you're selling them is crap. So if you try to go market something else to that particular list, they're not going to buy because they remember that you sold them crap the first time. So you do want to be a little bit careful with that. But definitely affiliate marketing is one of the great ways of earning money online for those of us who are really good at internet and digital marketing. Second, network marketing and multi-level marketing has moved. Mainly as far as your prospecting efforts has moved heavily online. When I was involved in network marketing and multi-level marketing, we used to have to prospect. First, we would do our inner circle, right? We would prospect friends and family. And then we would go and ask those friends and family to give us 10 names of their friends or their family. And then we would go and it'll be an organic way of building a downline, as they call in the business, which means that you're recruiting other people to one, buy whatever product or service that you're marketing, and also for them to become a part of your business so that they go out there and they're marketing the same product that they just bought or the same service that they just bought. And this is an age-old concept if you're familiar with multi-level marketing, but now the prospecting efforts have moved online. All right, so you can go out there and you can market. Now you have access to all millions and millions of people that you would never have access to, because when you run out of friends and family, you would find, multi-level marketers. We would be out there in Barnes and Noble in the magazine section, and we will see who's picking up the Success magazine, and we would go talk to them. Hey, are you looking for an opportunity? If I can show you a way to earn extra few $100, would you be interested? Is that the kind of thing that you might be interested in? Here's my card, here's my phone number, call this number and find out more. And all these different things, you used to put your stickers on magazines and drop your business card in magazines, and you no longer have to do this thing. You can stay home in the comfort of your home, sit behind a computer, and go out there and market your product. So multi-level marketing and network marketing has gone online. And again, the best individuals who are most profitable are those individuals who have found ways to maximize their marketing ability online, generating prospects, presenting an opportunity to a stranger, and do it convincingly enough for them to be able to opt into your particular business. And excuse me, and then they're doing the same thing. You have to teach them how to do the exact same thing. So it's still similar to setting up the same systems and following the systems, but now those systems have mainly moved online. So network marketing, multi-level marketing, is definitely a way to go out there and earn substantial income online. Thirdly, there's digital marketing agencies. If you're good at marketing and digital marketing, you can actually set up an agency where local businesses or other businesses that may not be in your local area, but they need your services, right? They have a full-fledged business, but they want to outsource their marketing to an outside agency. So building a digital marketing agency is another way of making money online, where you are generating leads for these businesses online. You're marketing your service to them online. They're paying you, and you're then generating leads for them online. It's all happening online. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, as all of the other opportunities I spoke about prior. So those are some of the top three that you can engage in and you can be involved in. So just to recap, outside of e-commerce, there is affiliate marketing. There's network marketing where you're prospecting online, and there's a digital marketing agency where you're utilizing your skill set that you've built. And all of these different areas of business really rely on your prowess when it comes to being able to market online, how to, you know, go and generate a prospect, generate a lead, generate a customer through your marketing efforts online. And how do you do so? Well, think about it. Where are you seeing ads when you're going through your day to day? If you're on Facebook, you're seeing ads on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, you're seeing ads on Instagram. If you're on Snapchat, you're seeing ads on Snapchat. If you're on any website, you're seeing ads blinking on their websites. If you're on Google, of course, you're seeing ads on Google. If you decide you don't want to use Google, you want to use Bing, you're going to see ads on Bing. If you read the New York Times in the morning, you do it online, you're going to see ads placed on in the middle of these articles, on the side of these articles, on the sidelines, you're going to see ads. Wherever you go online, you're going to see ads. Whatever website you go to, you're going to see ads. If you're playing a game on your phone, you're going to see ads. Ads are everywhere now online. If you pick up your phone, and now sometimes ads are being pushed to directly to your phone, where you get it as a notification as if somebody texted you, but it's an ad being displayed on your phone. So ads are occurring everywhere. So if you're able to tap into, you know, where you can be able to place your ad and what you're placing your ad for will determine what platform you use. But they're everywhere, regardless of what website that you go on, regardless of what social networking program or platform you're on, ads are being displayed. So, you know, one of the best things that anyone can do nowadays is to become, as far as if you're interested in being a digital or an internet entrepreneur, is becoming really good at marketing online. That's where the money is. If you're a good marketer online, you can find plenty of opportunities because all of the opportunities that I mentioned, e-commerce, affiliate marketing, network marketing, and your digital marketing agencies, they all are driven by online marketing. So I guess that's really the benefit that or the direction that many of us should be considering when it comes to how to make money online. Become really good at marketing online. So I'm actually working on a project right now, working on a website where I'll be doing some marketing on for this particular website. You know, so stay tuned. One of the things that me and the gentleman that I just finished talking about, as far as how him bringing up this point about, you know, making money online is just not through e-commerce. He and I are working together to bring a platform together where, regardless of what your interest may be, you can learn how to make money online. That's going to be a course, of course. That's going to be, and actually, we're going to make it free. We're going to make it free where you'll be able to come in, and you'll be able to join our website, become a member, and you'll have the opportunity to undergo different trainings. And see which one really fits your palate. You know, which area would you like to engage in? And we're gonna, you know, teach you how to do those things and really bring some of that knowledge into one central place. So if you want to learn how to make money online without buying courses for e-commerce, buying a course for affiliate marketing, or buying a course for network marketing, or buying a course to set up a digital marketing agency, or buying a course to figure out how to do Facebook ads, or buying a course to figure out how to sell your product on Amazon or eBay. We're going to have all of these different tutorials placed in one particular area. And I don't think there's anywhere that you can actually get that done. So that's going to be a big deal. So, you know, stay tuned, keep plugged in to what we got going on here with Trep Life with Ace. It's my life mission to make sure that we develop a way to become entrepreneurs and to use the digital age that we're in to really expand our profit margins. And that's really what it's all about. So stay tuned. We have the blueprint. We're working on it as I speak. And it actually is going to be launched over the next couple of weeks or so. So as I continue to do these podcasts and you guys are staying plugged in, the website is going to be dropped for you guys, and you're going to have the opportunity to stay plugged in. And actually, one of the things that I want to do is, if anybody asks a question regarding, how to make money online, whatever your number one question is, if you send me your number one question, if I get 100 questions, those 100 people that ask those 100 questions are actually going to be the first that we launch this product for. And you're going to have first dibs and first access to this product. So stay tuned. Continue listening. I'm going to drop more information about it. Of course, again, you can find me everywhere at Trep Life with Ace, or Trep Life Ace, at Trep Life Ace, excuse me, Treplife Ace. You can find me everywhere. Send me your message, DM, whatever you want to do, send me that message, and I'll make sure that you're put on the list of the first 100 people that ask questions. So share it with your friends, let them know what's going on. And the more questions we get, the more people we get to be engaged in what we're talking about, then you guys are going to get first dibs. That's how we're going to bribe you guys to send out some questions. So you get first dibs on what we got going on. So stay plugged in, and I appreciate you guys listening. Peace.